Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 63 for Thursday, September 17th. I'm Phil Frantz-Warkentin. ICE Futures Canada canola contracts were lower Thursday morning, as rising crop prospects and losses in Chicago soybeans weighed on prices. Canola was steady to down a dollar, the November contract down 80 cents at $472.20 per ton. Stats Can released model-based crop estimates for the first time ever today, using the new methodology, which combines satellite data, survey results, and other agroclimate information. The government agency is now forecasting canola production for this year at 14.4 million tons. That's over a million tons above the 13.3 million tons estimated back in August using conventional methods, but still below last year's crop. Increased farmer selling in Western Canada as harvest operations move forward added to the softer tone, but weather delays in some parts of the prairies did remain somewhat supportive. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat are all lower, with positioning ahead of a U.S. Federal Reserve announcement on interest rates a feature. While opinions are divided, the Fed could be in a position to raise rates for the first time in nearly a decade today. That would support the U.S. dollar and thus cut into export demand for U.S.-priced grains and oilseeds in the global market. Soybeans are down 2 to 4 cents, with the November contract down 4 at $8.83 per bushel. Relatively favorable weather conditions across the U.S. Midwest contributed to the softer tone. For corn, prices are down 2 to 5 cents, the December contract down 5 at $3.81 per bushel. The U.S. corn harvest is in its early stages, and yield reports are generally beating expectations. Wheat, it's down 2 to 6 cents, the December contract in Chicago down 5 at $4.83 per bushel. Conditions for seeding next year's winter wheat crop remain favorable, and poor export demand also remains a bearish factor. Stats Can's new numbers also included upward revisions to the size of the Canadian wheat crop, although Canadian wheat supplies will still be well below last year's levels. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday morning, September 17th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Warkentin.